Kirov, but Rav Moshe Wolf Ball is good. Today's daf is Sota Daf Yud Tes. We have a tremendous chus of finishing the second parak today. We are here at Yud Ches Amar Beis Tana Rabbanan. Just to finish up the second parak, we have a shayla, right? If a woman can drink twice, I mean, again, she'd be put through the test twice. And the Gemara is going to have different permutations of that, and obviously of Machogas, and then we'll get on to the third parak. So it says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan with under the Brisa, about 10-12 lines up. At the end of the line, Zos Torah Sakanaos, right? We have the Pasuk says this is the Torah of the Kanaos, as we'll see in a second. Right, those are two conflicting drashas, because Zos implies a miut, this, right? This specifically, and Torah seems to imply that we do this always. I mean, this is the Torah, this is the procedure, right, for the Kanaos, for all of the drinking. So the Gemara says, the Tanakhama says, Malamich Isha Shosa Vishona, Tanakhama holds that, yeah, the woman can drink twice. She can do it once, and then she can go through the process, right, again. If her husband, right, says, you know, warns her again, and she secludes herself again, etc., etc., so she can, in fact, go through the process again. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Zos, Sheina Isha Shosa Vishona, says Rabbi Yehuda, no. The word Zos teaches me a woman can only do it once. You can't do it. Can't do it twice. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ma'aseh v'heid lefanina nechumia chover sichin." And nechumia, right, the digger, the well digger. Again, he drank. He dug wells in order for the ole regalim. The ole regal should have water on their way to the ole regal. So he dug, right, pits or sichin, right, wells, cisterns, whatever. So he testified, Shaisha shows of Vishona. He said, no, I testify that a woman can do it twice. V'kibalnu eduso b'shnei anashim. And we accepted, right, that what he said was true, but that's only in terms of two men, meaning not two suspected men, but two husbands, meaning one husband and a second husband. Meaning the second husband can put it through the sota process, but not the first husband. Right, avalo b'ishecha, but of the first husband, right, once she goes through that process, right, he can no longer make you go through the process again. The chachamim say no. Regardless, bottom line, she only does the sota thing once, regardless, first marriage, second marriage, doesn't matter. Tanakama, as the Gemara says, I, Tanakama, name exiv zos. And again, as Rashi pointed out over here, again, as we said at the outset, zos is limiting, right? That's this, meaning only this is the Torah Sasota, and implying that this and no other. So what does the Tanakama do with that? Who says the Tanakama says that she can drink twice? So Verabana Basrai Nami Haksiv Torah. And as I said before, right, the Torah implies that all of the cases, right, all of the times you do a sota drinking, this is the procedure you should follow. So what does Chachamim hold? That say that she can only do it once. So Rava says, "Biyishecha rubo echad kulem v'dopligi." Right? In Heisha shows of a shona. So Rava explains that there are many possible cases here. Four possible permutations, right, of the case in question, as you might imagine. Right? Again, in the case, it says, explains Rava, in the case where there's one husband and one suspect, meaning one guy he warns her against, and it happens once, and she goes through the soda waters, and she's kosher, obviously, and then it happens again, and he tries to warn her with the same guy. So everybody agrees that you can't make her go through the process twice with the same guy. That's it. You can only do it once. Why? Dichtiv Zos. Because the Pasuk says, again, Zos, that there is some sort of limitation here, and therefore it limits, right, the same husband and the same guy. But b'shnei and conversely on the flip side, b'shnei nashim b'shnei ba'olim d'kuli amal pligi that isha shows to v'shona. Everybody agrees on the flip side that if it's two husbands and two different suspects, so then of course she can do it twice. Tichtev k'pasuk says Torah. This is the Torah, right? This includes, right, all these, this something else must be. This case is included that she can do it twice. T'pligi the machlokas is b'isha echad u'shnei ba'olim and b'shnei nashim ba'ol echad. Right, again, when you have two and one, right, of each permutation, that's the machlokas. When you have one husband and two suspects, or two husbands, right, and one suspect. Tanakama, Savra, Tanakama holds Toras the Riboy Kuli, that the Torah, or the word Toras in the Pasuk, includes all cases, and then you have a miut. The Zos is a miut, and therefore that excludes Ish Echad Abo'ol Echad. But all other cases, right, we'll have a scenario where she does it twice. For Rabbanan Basrai, the later Rabbanan hold, the Savri, they hold that Zos Lemute Kulu. That no, the Iker Drasha is Zos, that she can only do it once and it excludes all other cases. Toras, right, when it's a Ribuy that includes other cases, that's the Ribuye, that only includes, right, the most dramatic case. That Shnei Anoshim, Vishnei Ba'olim, right, if it's two different men and two different suspects. Two different husbands, rather, and two different suspects. Rabbi Yehuda says, Zos Lemute Tarti, The Rabbi Yehuda learns a little bit differently. That Zos excludes two cases. And Toras, Lamute Tarti, the Rabbos Tarti, and Toras is also to include two cases. Zos, Lamute Tarti, Zos excludes two cases, Isha Rabbol Echad, Isha Echad, Ushne Bolin. That it includes one guy and one suspect, and one husband and two suspects. Toras, and include, the Ribuye Tarti, Toras includes two, and that's Shnei Anashim Bol Echad, Shnei Anashim, Ushne Bolin. That's when there's two husbands in any scenario, whether there's one suspect or two suspects, right? The Rabbi Yehuda holds that Torah includes both those cases, and she would have to drink twice. Okay, Hadron Alach. Maybe. Right, this is the end of the second paragraph over here. And therefore, onto the third paragraph. Fine. Right. Good, okay, just checking. Yeah, said it. Fine, very good. Okay, says the Mishnah. Hayanotel es minchasa. Now, after she would take the korban mincha, right? Again, we talked about bringing the korban mincha. And now, what do you do after you take the korban mincha? Again, a kli sharis, etc. So he would take the mincha. Now, who is he? So you see over here, you see machlokas Rashi Tosfos over here. Tosfos, of course, the Yushami, that we say the Kohen takes it. From the woman. Rashi, as you see the first word in Rashi on the parak, says habal, that the husband would take it. Hold on 1 second, sorry. Good, okay, fine. Sorry, I just double checking something. Got so machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in terms of who takes it from her. But Taklas, right, someone takes it from her, let's just say the Kohen, Pashup Pshat in the Pasuk, right, again, it seems to be a Lakacha Kohen, okay, it's Beseder. Hayanotel is Minchaz Zamatoch Kvifa Mitzvahs, where you take the Korban Mincha from this basket, Venosan Tok Klisharis, you put in a Klisharis, Venosan Al Yoda, you put it on her hand, Vekoyach Miniach, the Bach adds an S, right, yeah, S Yoda Mitachtea, right, and again, because the Pasuk says Vehinif Osam, right, they have to wave it, so the Kohen, right, you put the klishar, the korban mincha in a klishar, it's on her hand. The Kohen puts his hand underneath her and waves it all around. Now, Tosfos asks the obvious question, that's kind of usher, right? Not allowed to touch, right? It's from the Gi over here. So if you look at Tosfos, he says, if Tosfos is for Kohen, right, he says a couple of possibilities. Either it's an old guy, it's an old Kohen, so you don't have any shaykhus for Hirhurim, or even a young Kohen, right? Again, but still, there's no Yitzhahara Mitsuya Lasha, there's no Yitzhahara in this scenario, right? Because again, consider the context, right? We're in the Beis HaMikdash, she's suspected of something inappropriate, so even a regular Kohen, says Tosfos, could control himself in that scenario. Okay, either way. So, Hinef Vehigish. Hini Vehegish, right, he does the waving. Vehegish, he brings it close to the Mizbeach, right, to the southwest corner, right, we did that. Victor Vashar Nechol HaKohen. Kamatz Victor, what did I skip the line, yeah, or a word. Kamatz, he does the Kamitza, Victor, he's Makdir it on the Mizbeach, Vashar Nechol HaKohen, and the rest of it is eaten by the Kohanim. Hayam Mashke, right, he would give her the Mesoda, and then she would bring the Korban Mincha. Now, obviously, the Gemara is going to ask, didn't you just tell me she brings the Korban Mincha? What do you mean? You went through this whole process, and then you say she gives her to drink, and then you bring the Korban Mincha. Well, didn't we just bring the Korban Mincha? So the Gemara will ask that. Rabbi Shimon says, Makriv es Minchasa v'achakach hayamashka. No, actually, the Korban Mincha is before the drinking of the water. Shinamar, the Pasuk says, v'achar ish yashke es ha'isha es ha'mayim. Because the Pasuk says, right, and afterwards, right, you give her to drink. We're going to see that there's actually a couple of psukim, but we have to deal with it. Okay. Either way, okay, so Rabbi Shimon says you do that, the drinking afterwards. But if you did it the other way around, like the Tanakama, so then Rabbi Shimon would still hold that it's kosher. So Amalei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yoshia Dedari. Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Yoshia of his generation. Right? Again, Pashas says there were other Rabbi Yoshias. Sorry, so the Gemara specifies, even though it usually doesn't, specifies the Rabbi Yoshia in his generation. Right, kind of odd to assume that he'd be talking to someone who's not in his generation. Okay, fine, say it. Lo tesev akarech adem farshes li lahal milsa. Right, don't sit down until you explain to me this pshat. Minayin lemincha sote shetuna tenufa. How do you know that you need to do waving by the mincha sote? Again, we have waving by other korbanos, but how do you know it applies to the mincha sote? The Gemara says, minolan. What do you mean, where do you know? Ve'enif ksiv. But Pasuk says very clearly, right, that you have to wave it. So Gemara says, no, but Bailim Minolan. How do you know that the owner of the Korban, right, meaning like the woman, right, but the woman has to do the waving, right? Sometimes the Kohen has to do the waving, right? The Pasuk says, Lakacha Kohen is Minchasa. Where is it over here? Lakacha Kohen Miyada Isha is Minchasa Kanos Vehini Fesam Minchalaf Ne Hashem, right? Just as the Kohen does it. How do you know the Bailim, i.e., the woman, also has to do the waving as well. So Gemara says, also yad yad mishlamim. We have a gzera shava yad yad from shlamim. Ksivaka says over here, v'lakaka kohen mi yad ha'isha. I take it from the hand of the woman. V'kisivasam says by kor mishlamim yadav teviana, meaning his hands, meaning his the owner's hands of the korban has to wave it around. So makan kohen aflahalin kohen amalahalin by them afkan by them. Right, just like over here, we're talking about a kohen, so the kohen has to do it with the shlamim as well. And so too, just like over there, it's with the Bailim as well, and the Shlomim, so too over here by the Sota, she, the woman has to do it as well. Okay, so how does that work? So, Meniach Yad Otachas Yad Bailim Umeinif, right, so again, they, you know, hand in hand, as the phrase goes. Good, fine. Heinif Higish Kamas Hayamashke V'Akakach Makiv Is Menchosos. The Gemara says, what do you, ask the question we asked before, Ha'akarva, what do you mean? What, you went through the whole process of bringing the korban mincha, then you tell me, and you give her a drink, and then you hayamashkev achakach makriv is minchasa. You give her a drink, and then you bring the korban. What do you mean? We just brought the korban. So achikamar, this is what it means. This is what the Mishnah means. Seder menachos ketzer. What's the order of the korban mincha? Right, heinif vehigish kamatz vehigter or vashar nachal lekohanim. Right, meaning this is how you do the korban mincha process. Meaning just the mincha itself. That's before you put it in context of all the other avoda that we do. Right? How do you do? What's the mincha? So it's heinif, it's waving. Higish, you bring it close to the mizbech. Kamas, take the kmitza of hikter, then you offer it on the mizbech. The ashar nechal kohanim, and that's when the kohen can, the kohanim can eat the rest of it. The hashkasa guva pligi, and in terms of the hashka, in terms of giving her to drink the mesota, right, when does that fall out in the timeline? So that's a machlokes, and that's what we quote in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan savri makrev achakach makrev v'mis minchosa. Rabbi Shimon savri makrev v'mis minchosa v'achakach makshe. Right, chachamim hold. You give her the drink first, and then you bring the korban. And Rabbi Shimon says no, the korban first, and then the mesota. Shnemar as the pasuk says v'achar yeshke. Right, and after you should give her to drink. Rabbi Shimon holds if you reverse the order and hold like the Tanakama, so then it's fine. As what the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan. Let's teach a little bit more about this. Vihishka, now there are a couple of psukim over here. Vihishka is a isha, this is just if you look in the Torah or, does he quote all of it? So he quotes the first two, Vishka Saisha Esme Amorim Hamarim, right? And then it says Vishka Samayim Vahisa, okay, and Nitzma, etc. And also it says Vachar Yashka, right? Where is that? Yeah, and the third part, it is over there. The third pasuk says, "V'kamatz hakohen min hamincha es haskarasa v'yitir mizbecha ve'achar yashka es ha'isha," meaning that the psukim beforehand seem to imply that the drinking of the mesota comes before the korban mincha. Those are two psukim that says that he gives them gives her to drink. Right, it says v'hishkas ha'isha, right, in heichav dalad. It gives her v'hishkas ha'mayim, right, in heichav zayin, and then in heichav vav, right, in the middle of those two psukim, right, it says that you do the kmitza, and then you bring the ketorah, you bring the haktara of the mincha, and then v'achar, and then afterwards yashkas ha'isha, you give the water, the woman to drink. So it's very confusing in the psukim if you look for a direction in terms of when to give her the waters. Is it before or after the korban mincha? You have conflicting psukim. So the Gemara is going to darshan out from those psukim and figure out exactly what's going on. And obviously there'll be a machlokas in terms of what to do. Vishka matamad lomar. What does that mean when the pasuk says vishka seisha? You give the woman to drink. Haluk for nemar vishka. Right, pasuk says already. Right, again, the vehishka. Right, depending on which one you want. Right, pasuk chavdal, pasuk chavzayin. Right, you can see in the Torah or over there. Both psukim start with the word vehishka. So we have that twice. So the Gemara answers. If they erase the Megillah, right, they take the Megillah and they erase it in the waters. Again, I when I was growing up, until not recently, but pretty recent, I kind of thought that they erased the parchment. And somehow the waters erased the parchment. And obviously that's not what it means. What it means is they would stick the parchment in the water and the ksav, the writing, would disappear. It's not that they would dissolve the entire parchment in the water. And I'm not even sure that's possible. But again, it's okay. So let's say they erase the Megillah, right? We erase Shem Hashem, right, from on the parchment. And then the ink is in the water, right? And there's some dirt in the water, right, if you remember. So, and then she says, you know what? Manny shows it. I'm out. She's freaking out. She's like, you know what? I'm out. At that point, too late. Ma'arin oso, mashkin oso, ma'akorcha, dev Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, too late, sweetheart, right? We have to drink. You force her to drink. As we'll see, I think we'll do it tomorrow. Right? They force her mouth open and kind of pour it down. Rabbi Shimon says, V'acha yeshka, that's the third pasuk, right? V'acha yeshka is Aisha. What is that? Matam alomer, what does that teach me? Falok for number of Hishka doesn't already say you give her a drink. Ela lachar kol amaisim kulam hamurim lamala. Right? Rabbi Shimon says that that teaches me, v'achar yashka teaches me that the drinking comes after everything else. Magid gimel dvarim akvin bar. It teaches me that three things, right, are ma'akev, right? And that's what Rabbi Shimon's sheet in the Mishnah, right? Ma'akev is es mincha, right? You bring the korban mincha, right? And ve'achar kachay mashka. Only afterwards, right, will you give her a drink. Right, Gimel Devar Ma'akvin Bar. Rabbi Shimon says that the three things are ma'akev, three things that have to come, right, before, right, giving her the waters, right, giving it before making her drink. Actual Karva Kometz, right, you first have to bring the Kemitza, right, of the Korban Mincha. Actual Nimcha Kamgila, obviously you have to erase the Megillah. The Gemara will ask in a second, what do you mean? What are you giving her to drink if you don't erase the Megillah? Okay. Actual Tizkabo Aleha Shvua, right, and she also has to accept the Shvua, right, like we talked about, I think, yesterday, right, she has to accept the Shvua and the curses. Actually, the Gemara goes through each three of those, each of those three requirements. Actual Karva Kometz, until, again, that's Rabbi Shimon the Tame, that's Rabbi Shimon Shita, right, the Amar. As he said in our Mishnah, Makar Vis Minchasa V'Achakach Mashke Shachalon Achakach Mashke, and afterwards, right, he gives her to drink, right? That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. Achalon Nuchakam Megillah. What do you mean? You give her a drink. You have to make sure you erase the Megillah before you give her a drink. What do you mean? Elamai Mashkela. What are you giving her a drink? We're part of the whole thing with the waters. You erase the Megillah in it. So Ravashi Lo Nitzrucha L'Sherishumo Nikar. Right. That no part of the Megillah is still recognizable on the cloth. Right. So that's no meaning. That's no good. Right, meaning that you have to make sure that all of it is gone. Right, that if some of it is still left on the cloth, right, that is that's no good. You have to make sure all of it is erased. Actually, tkabel ole shvua, right, until she accepted the shvua, mishdu delushasi hamechta ksivale. Right, the implication of that statement is that she doesn't drink. Right, meaning that the only thing that comes after that, she'll accept the shvua, is that she doesn't drink it. But implying that if you take it all the way, right, you can imply that she could write it. Right, she could write the Megillah before she says the Shavua. Problem with that is that that's not true. Right, that's we did that already. Right, yeah, right. We did that a couple days ago. From a Rava Megillah Sota Shekha, where's that? Yeah, you're tying on the base. Megillah Sota Shekasva Kodem Shetikabal Le Shavua Lo Sovelo Klum. What do you mean? The Megillah that you write before she accepts the Shavua is nothing. So what do you mean? What is that implication? So Gemara says you're right. Kdei Nazba or Enochinami is not necessary. Right, and for sure you don't make that implication. That really the Megillah has to be written after the Shavuot. Okay. But Michael Mifliki, what is the Machlokas? Now, this is not the Machlokas here, but the Machlokas in the Mishnah. What's the Machlokas of Shimon and the Tanakhama and the Chachamim in terms of what comes first, the Korban Mincha or giving the Mesota? Tulasa Kroik Zivi, right? We have three psukim that we just pointed out. Vihishka Kama, right, the first Vihishka, Ve'achar Yashka, right, and that's Pazuchav Dalit. Ve'achar Yashka is Pazuchav Vav, which says that afterwards you give her a drink, and then Vihishka Basra, and then the second time it says they give Vihishka Samayim, right, that's Pazuchav Zayin. So what do you do with those three psukim? So that's a Malchokas. Exactly how you darshan out and learn those three psukim, that's a Malchokas, Tanakama, right, the Rabbanan, and Rabbi Shimon. The Rabbanan Savri, right, the Rabbanan Hall, the Vihishka Kama, the first Vihishka Lagufo, right, that teaches me. Right, the Shemashke, V'achakach Makir V'smincha, so that teaches me that you give her a drink and then you bring the Korban Mincha. V'achar Yashke, what does that teach me? That's Meboile, that teaches me, as we said before, that should be Shumo Nicker, that it has to be, right, you have to erase the entire Megillah. V'hishke Basra, and the second time it says you give the woman to drink, She'im Nimchaka Megillah, V'omer Zeni Shosa, right, again, and this is what we taught by Rabbi Akiva, that if she decides not to drink after you already erased it, V'ar Nosa Mashke Nosa Bakorcha, then you force her to drink the waters. Right, and we don't take no for an answer. Rabbi Shimon says, no, we darshan out a little differently. V'achar Yashka, right, that's the middle pasuk, right, Legufo, that teaches me the halacha, Shemakir Ves Minchasa V'achakach Mashka, that you bring the Korban Mincha, and V'achar Yashka, right, and then you give her to drink. And again, that's Mastaber, again, because the pasuk says, V'akamatz Koinus Minchasa, right, right, you do the komets, you bring the do the aktara of the korban mincha. V'achar Yashka Zeisha, seems very clear that you do it afterwards, right, you give, right, or a drink after the Korban Mincha, right? The Chachamim will have to analyze in a second. The Gemara will just give a line or so, right? Why the Chachamim don't learn like that? Because that's Pashas in the Psukim. Okay, so that's Legufo. Shemaka v'smichos v'achakach yashka. Mashka. V'hishka kama. The first time it says you give the woman a drink, v'hishka, first time. V'sheim hishka v'achakach yikr v'smichos akshera. That if you do it out of order, that you gave her the drink and then you brought the Korban Mincha, then it's fine. V'hishka basra. And the second one, the second v'hishka, that's Pazuch of Zayin. V'sheim nimcha kam negila v'amra. Eni shosem arnusa mashka nesal bakorcha. That you do, right, you force her to drink it after After she, even if she decides not to, right, you force her after you've already erased the Megillah. The Gemara, v'rabbanan, what do Rabbanan do, right, with Rabbi Shimon's drasha? Because again, the pasuk seems very clear. Pasuk pshat seems like do the korban mincha and then give her a drink. So why do the Rabbanan do that? Why don't they learn like Rabbi Shimon? Because b'di'evin lo pasach kra. Because it doesn't make sense that the pasuk should start talking about this whole parsha with a b'di'evin, right? What did Rabbi Shimon say? He said the first v'hishke, right? What does that teach me? That if you did it out of order, that if you did that's what he said, yeah, hishke kama, yeah, if you did it out of order, you give the woman to drink and then you did the korban mincha, then it's kosher. The Chum say, that's not how the story would have started, right? The first pasuk is not coming to teach me that if you mess up, then it's okay. That doesn't make sense, right? The Chachamim are going to say, the first pasuk teaches me what you do. And the rest of the parsha you figure out, right, back and forth. Okay, we're actually going to stop here. I know it's a little high, but this next thing is going to go back to what Rabbi Kiva said. It's going to take us on to Amud Aleph. So we'll call it here, and then we'll go invite them to Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you are listening to this.